From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Philadelphia police are reporting another grim discovery at the site of this week's collision between a tour boat and a barge. Authorities say that the two passengers who were missing, a 16-year-old girl and a 20-year-old man, have been found. Elizabeth Fiedler of member station WHYY tells us officials recovered at least one missing body, and they may have found the second.
Earlier today, the body of a woman was found in the Delaware River. Preliminary findings, based on a statement from the Philadelphia Health Department, preliminary findings show that the woman's body that was found early today does match that of a 16-year-old girl. Also today, another body was found in the Delaware River, found floating down the river, believed to have been trapped under the barge that the crane is on. That body has not been identified as perhaps the last and missing passenger from the boat, a 20-year-old male, but it could be that person. No confirmation yet from the police or from anyone here, but they have found a second body floating down the Delaware River that was at least originally expected to have been trapped under the barge.
That's WHYY's Elizabeth Fiedler reporting. The government's point person on the oil spill cleanup in the Gulf, Thad Allen, says a new containment cap coupled with a ship collecting oil could effectively contain the spill within days.
Once we have the new capping device on, we should be able to get probably the most accurate flow rate to date. It will be based on the actual pressure in the well.
However, Allen says while the cap is being switched out for a new one, crude will flow without restraint. A spy swap between Russia and the U.S. took place today in Vienna, Austria. Larry Miller says some of those being exchanged could wind up in London.
At least two of the Russians convicted of spying have British connections. Sergei Skripal, a former colonel in Russian military intelligence, was found guilty of passing state secrets to Britain. Igor Sutyagin was a military analyst, convicted of passing information on nuclear submarines and other weapons to a UK company Russia claims was a CIA cover. Edward Lucas, author of The New Cold War, says the swap was embarrassing for Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin.
He is a former spy himself, and he's very close to the security intelligence services. The whole point of spying, the rule number one, is don't get caught, and these guys got caught.
It's been reported Anna Chapman is planning to sue her British ex-husband for selling stories to the media she claims are false and for selling a semi-naked photograph of her that's been widely published. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Last check on Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 15 points at 10,154 in trading of about 2 billion shares. Continue to see gains on the NASDAQ up 8 points at 2,184. From Washington, this is NPR News. The Food and Drug Administration is out with a new analysis of the controversial diabetes drug Avandia. Staff scientists say the drug clearly causes more heart problems than a similar diabetes drug, and some within the FDA are calling for their agency to pull it from the market. We have the latest from reporter Joanne Silberner.
Avandia came on the market in 1999 with great fanfare. At one point, it was the most popular diabetes drug in the world. But studies done in 2007 and beyond with the data from hundreds of thousands of people have linked Avandia to an increased risk of heart problems. And in background papers prepared for an upcoming meeting on the drug, one FDA staff scientist concluded that for every 60 people on Avandia for a year, there will be an extra case of heart attack, stroke, heart failure, or death. Manufacturer GlaxoSmithKline has continued to defend its product. At the meeting next week, the agency will ask a committee of outside experts whether Avandia should be sold at all. For NPR News, I'm Joanne Silberner.
Journalists in Italy are on strike over proposed wiretap law. Supporters say it'll protect people's privacy, but critics say it'll protect graft. The bill, which comes to a vote in Parliament at the end of the month, allows magistrates to order a wiretap and to ban newspapers from using transcripts until preliminary investigations are completed. Critics say that process can take years. Greek workers are preparing for yet another strike. A union representing public employees is now calling for protests on July 15th as Parliament prepares to vote on pension rules affecting public workers. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.